From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New Attorney General in Trump administration under fire. Democrats in Congress are calling on U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from an investigation into Russian interference with the November presidential election or to resign after learning that Sessions met last year with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sessions supported President Donald Trump's run for the presidency and served as an advisor on his campaign while serving in the U.S. Senate. After being nominated to lead the Justice Department, Sessions was asked at his confirmation hearing in January what he would do if the evidence emerged that anyone from Trump's campaign was in contact with Russia. This is that conversation between Mr. Sessions and U.S. Democratic Senator from Minnesota, Al Franken.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
But Sessions had met with Ambassador Sergei Kislyak in July at an event on the sidelines of the Republican National Convention and again in September at his Capitol Hill office. Now, a White House official said that the talks were held in Sessions' official capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is entirely consistent with his testimony during the confirmation hearing. The New York Times is reporting that some officials from President Obama's administration made efforts to make information about possible links between the Trump campaign and Russian officials easier for future investigators to find. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysian Attorney General Mohammad Apandi Ali said today that the period under which Kim can be held without charges is set to run out, and if there's not enough evidence, he will have to be deported on Friday. The two main suspects in the case are young women, one from Vietnam, the other one Indonesia. They were charged with murder yesterday. In an interesting twist today, former North Korean ambassador to the United Nations, Ri Tong Il, said that the man identified by his passport as Kim Chol had a history of heart problems and that indications are that Kim Chol or Kim Jong-nam, that his death was not poison after all.
Therefore, this is a strong indication that the cause of the death is the heart attack.
He said if Vicks poison was really used, then samples should be sent to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons for testing and determining its source. UN Security Council diplomats have departed on a mission to the Lake Chad Basin in West Africa to see firsthand the security challenges and dire humanitarian situation. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Since Boko Haram launched its insurgency to create an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria in 2009, it has caused severe humanitarian suffering that has spread to neighboring countries in the Lake Chad Basin. The United Nations says more than 2 million people have been forcibly displaced from northeastern Nigeria since the height of the violence in 2014, and nearly 190,000 have become refugees in Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. While in Cameroon and Nigeria, council members also will visit camps for the displaced. In each of the four countries, they will meet with senior government officials, local leaders, and members of civil society. In Chad's capital, N'Djamena, the envoys will visit the headquarters of the multinational joint task force that is combating Boko Haram. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
United Nations agencies are ramping up aid delivery to tens of thousands of Syrians stranded in a harsh desert stuck between civil war and Jordan's sealed border. A World Food Program spokeswoman, Shada Al-Mograbi, says getting aid to those in need has been a challenge.
The shortfall is basically attributed to the challenges, mainly the crowd control issues. There were some security threats as well, where we had to evacuate and couldn't continue with the distribution.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.